The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, a little bit of context on the lost Zane recordings here. I start this show out back on, whatever, October 5th, 2016, having to deal with a busted microphone. The place was such a shithole. There's a setup to keep the mic appropriately positioned in front of your face. And it would malfunction regularly, causing the microphone to fall on the ground, crash right down onto this 60-year-old broadcast board at that dump. And I was like, fucking A, man. I mean, here I am doing the show right now in a freaking dormer above my garage, and I never have any malfunctions like that. Well, you know, I can't brag. I mean, geez, when the internet goes out, I'm kind of off the air, so maybe I should just shut up. Anyway, the Lost Zane recordings, here's a taste of it. I hope you like it. It's part of the Patreon. You can get more at Patreon. That's patreon.com/Eric Zane. Here you go.
From the Broken Mike Studios, welcome in to the Eric Zane Show, show number 122. Julius is here. Julius, hey.
Hey, good morning.
We should start by maybe writing down times of the day that you think this microphone will break.
Ooh. I'll put the over under at, let's see.
That's how we can do it. Like set a time, and then we'll go over under between you and Doan. I can't really participate because I'll be the one breaking it.
True. I'm trying to see what's scheduled and where you could possibly be moving your mic a lot.
Now, typically when you, let's say you're turning a screw to put something down, you'll get several turns of the screw to attach one, like the fastener will turn many times and then lock in the two pieces of metal that make the mic housing that actually, so it hangs in front of me.
I'll say 840. That's when Huge is on.
I got 940 for Bill. Did I put 840?
Yes.
That's wrong. It's got to be 940. I'll change that. Anyway, at 840 is the time, and you would have to be over under. What are you as to when this thing's going to break?
I'm going to say 840.
Okay.
I'm going to push.
What does that mean? I don't know.
That means it's going to break at 840.
Like right at?
Yes.
Well, that's...
It's ballsy, right?
It is ballsy.
Okay, let's go under.
You're going to go under.
Under 840, yep.
Tyler, Tyler, that means that you're over. Good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, any cavities yesterday? You had a big dentist appointment.
22 years cavity-free.
Wow.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, because I know you love your candy, Tyler.
Well, I do floss and brush my teeth.
Okay. Do you, does anybody here bring toothbrush and toothpaste to work?
No.
Because occasionally you'll see that.
Oh, yeah. But I do not, no.
I don't either.
It's weird.
I'm just morning, night. That's it.
I know.
No, I take it back. I'm morning, and then when I take my nap during the day, which is almost every day, you got to brush before you go to bed.
See, I only brush my teeth once a day.
Really?
Yeah, just in the morning. I probably should brush it more, but they've been pretty good to me so far, so I'm sticking to morning. As I get older, though, more coffee, I probably should be brushing my teeth more.
Oh, yeah.
Like now.
Oh, man, for sure. Because when you go to bed, it's just a den for disease inside of your trap. I mean, all that food you eat during the day, just building up, caked on plaque on the gut. How about the last time you got them clean, man? Have you called on Woodmeadow yet?
No, I haven't. It's been a very long time.
Here's the thing, man.
Honestly, you want guess how long it's been since I've been to the...
5 years. 10?
Yeah. It's been like a decade since I've been to the dentist.
You're still young, and it's going to be a rough go when you go and get them cleaned at Woodmeadow.
My teeth used to be terrible, but now... Like, no more. I haven't had cavities in years.
Well, listen, that's not going to last. It's not so much the cavities. It's the fact that on your gum line, the leftover plaque is hardening to become tartar. Now, here's what happens. If you don't get that scraped off, it starts to pull your gum line away from the tooth, okay? And that leaves you susceptible to gingivitis and other problems that are really, really bad. So it's very important for your health to get your teeth cleaned.
Can you give me an example of someone who might have that? Someone who might work here. Is there someone who might work here that has that problem?
Yes. I won't say who. Someone does have that problem. It does. And, you know.
Does it go well with biscuits?
You know, I don't want to go down that road anymore. I just left the job however many months ago where alienation was my forte. And if we dive into that again, essentially, in the grand scheme of what I want to be like a 20-year ride out into the sunset at Cumulus Grand Rapids, that's going to be shortened quickly if I start to comment on specific people who I think have tooth problems outside of you. So please don't lead me up to that, because I'm trying to fight the demon to keep him at bay, yet you keep leading me to it. Where the hell was I already?
We were talking about dentists.
Yeah, but even before that. Oh, man. This is going to be one of those shows. Well, nevertheless, we get started on another broadcast day. And, I find myself listening, it's difficult to find something that I like to listen to on the radio.
Yeah.
I'm not really a music guy. If I listen to music, I'll listen to my own music on the phone, which a lot of people do these days. Typically classic rock, but I like a lot of newer stuff, but it can't be new like for a young person. Okay, there's a lot of artists I like finding on my own who just don't get played on the radio. So I find myself listening to talk radio. Now, it doesn't have to be what I... when I listen to talk radio, it doesn't have to be what I believe in. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if there's something that's interesting to me, but I don't agree with it, I'm still going to listen to it, whether it's in my wheelhouse or something. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people do that. Not as many. Well, what I'm getting at is on 1340 AM, our sister station, WJRW. First of all, there's a very underrated syndicated show on in the middle of the day called the Jonathan Brandmeier Show. And Jonathan Brandmeier has been around forever. Johnny B. out of Chicago. And his show, I think a lot of people would like it, and it's on WJRW. It's a syndicated show, and it's on after Jack Annette does Sound Off West Michigan. And since Jack Annette apparently is not taking our bait, that we're telling him he needs to do at least a six-hour radio show every single day, he's still stuck in 53 minutes. But, you know, Jack Annette used to do like a four-hour deal in Kalamazoo. So I'm like, Dave... Dave, you got to
bring that back.
You got to get after it, man. All West Michigan, all the time. You're stuck. You're just trapped from 11 to noon. You're better than that. And he says, wasn't my call. Somebody pulled the plug on me some time ago. 1 hour.
Were his takes too hot?
They were hot as hell, man.
The hibachi was up too high.
So you are on fire. We can only digest 53 minutes. Now, damn it, settle down. But... So Brandmeier's show is awesome. And I also like Savage. He's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
He is an absolute maniac.
There were rumors going around that he got pulled. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see that. What was he said something sideways about Mrs. Clinton?
Yeah,
he something said
about
her. Going to die or something?
Yeah, something about her health. And he got pulled and everyone started freaking out. Apparently he wasn't pulled. It was, they had to run something. There was like a news conference that they had to run.
Yeah, so
everyone was like, "Oh my God! Like the man is trying to hold Michael Savage down." And it's like, no.
Now Savage does a great job at always being pissed, even if he's not pissed. He could be talking about how he just won a $100 million lottery, and it would sound like he's angry. And I find it very entertaining. And again, I take it all with a gigantic grain of salt. I don't believe a word of what anyone says on the radio, including me. If you're the type of person that listens to a radio show and goes, oh, God, yeah, speak the truth, brother. I am basing all my life decisions on what you are telling me. Take it easy.
It's like not a rally.
Take it easy. Just relax. You don't need to. Just, okay, great.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, on the way in the morning, I listened to the same radio station, 1340 AM. And that's my new go-to. I spent a lot of time listening to it. And the guys on the overnight, it's called Red Eye Radio. And I know one guy's name is Gary McNamara. The other guy, I think, is Eric Harley. But McNamara is the lead. And I think he says Harley's name too fast because I can never...
Harley.
I'm like, what is he saying? So I know it's Eric and Gary. And I don't know what Red Eye, why it's called that. I guess you're up all night or something like that.
And I think so, yeah.
The show is geared towards a lot of people over the road truckers. And mm-hmm. So you get a lot of commercials for like Freightliner and John's Truck Oil and Flying J and Pilot, mm-hmm. stuff like that. And whatever. And it is...
One of the dudes looks like Shooter McGavin. I don't know if you've ever seen a picture.
I have not seen the picture of these gentlemen ever. I have not. I've never seen them. Does he say, you will pay and eat a lot of hay? Fear what I say.
One looks like Shooter McGavin. The other one looks like a door-to-door Bible salesman. Awesome.
Well, these guys go on the air. And they're very sharp and to the point. The problem is the only point is all politics. Ugh. I mean, like from beginning to end.
Nothing fun?
I have never heard anyone even sound like they were having a good time. They are so aggressive. Now,
like no bits and skits?
Not a thing. Not one person on that show is enjoying it. It's all, teeth gnashing, hand wringing. I'm so mad. And you would not believe how aggressive they are. Now, obviously...
There's no way they live long, right? Their hearts are going to explode.
Well, I don't know what... I guess my point is, how can you talk about one thing for so long? I mean, on this show in particular, we are a jab and move. Very rarely...
Very ADD.
Will we go segment to segment about one particular thing? I find that it's also difficult in the realm of sports talk. However, you can always go football, baseball, basketball. Somebody's kneeling for the anthem. Have some fun, things like that. These guys, it's all 1,000,000% politics, and it's very conservative in their discussion. Which, whatever. If it were all liberal, it would be the same. I would have the same opinion. How can you continue on for that amount of time?
I used to listen to that show a lot when I did overnights here. Yeah. I'd be here overnight from midnight to 6 and just like, Red Eye Radio. Yeah. Red Eye Radio.
And they're very knowledgeable, and they have strong opinions about the election. And I'm thinking to myself, so what happens, let's just say, in the scope of the world right now, Trump wins.
Mm-hmm.
What happens
to that show?
On that, yeah. First of all, what happens to that show? And I've often asked this about Limbaugh, but he always seems to have something going on. I mean, like if Trump wins, even when you had 8 years of a Bush presidency, what the hell was there to talk about? Your guy's in the office.
Well, when Bush was in office, that's when Limbaugh got himself into trouble with other stuff. Remember? That's when he did like the
Monday Night Football or
the racist stuff. He was making fun of, who was it, the shaky person. He was just shaking all over the place. You remember that?
Michael J. Fox?
He might have been making fun of Michael J. Fox.
I'm just thinking of shaky people. I'm just thinking of people who shake a little. Chubby Checker. Let's see. Michael Jackson? People who shake a lot.
There was that video of him, imitating somebody. He would get himself into trouble when there wasn't that much to be mad about.
Okay.
Of course, like, the terrorist attacks helped. That was something to get angry about for a
Limbaugh's
little bit.
Like, oh, we're here at the EIP network on the golden microphone. We're hoping for a terrorist attack so we can have something to talk about. And
how weird is that, by the way? Is a golden microphone?
Yeah. Oh, my God. The ego wrapped up in a show like that. So I
have a golden phallic-looking thing I'm talking into.
So I can appreciate their ability to use spoken word to convey their thoughts, but I cannot imagine how fatiguing that must be every single day. Hey, what are we going to do today? Ha, let's just do what we have for their however long it is, every single day for however many hours a day.
You think they high five after every show? Nailed it.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
All right, we got Obama Muslim. All right, cool. Got that on the show sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary, got that.
Yeah, and it always digresses to that type of nature. And again, this isn't about the actual subject matter.
It's just filling out the show sheet. How do you do that?
I'm looking at what we do, and it's like, it's just so not in my wheelhouse. And, you know, all these radio people, they had to at one point be like an overnight jock on the rock station. And then when they were young,
the red eye guys were like, yeah, we like this. This is fun.
Right. And then they got bored and then it started to form their persona and they started to, become what they are today. There was a point when I was doing rock radio and I remembered about 6 months into that I said, this sucks because I don't, you know, I'm sitting here at a board, and it was before automation, so it's 2 a.m. I'm in a mobile home in Saginaw, Michigan, and actually Freeland, Michigan. There's no one around. It's the middle of the night. I'm alone. I've got a gun in case some maniac comes to the door, and I'm playing the Scorpions. And I'm going, Z93, that's Winds of Change. Klaus Meine and the Scorpions, man, that song rocks. Here's BTO. And then I would do that. 3 times an hour, and that was it. And it took me about a month before I went, God, this really stinks, and I'm making $4 an hour. Okay, I'm going back to college. So I went back to college while I was still doing that, and I said, I'm getting out of the business. And I actually graduated, and I went up to my boss, and I said, hey, I got my degree, and I'm going on, I'm going to do master's work, and so I have to commit to my graduate degree. So I'm getting out of the business. I'm actually retiring. I was like 23 years old. And he says, we want you to try mornings. I go, you do? Yeah, we're going to fire somebody, and we want you to do it.
Okay.
And I go, well, and they gave me like $7,000 more a year. And that was like an inexhaustible amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, well, okay, I just had a son. I'm broke. I don't have a job. I'll just go to school at night, or so I'll figure it out. Okay, I'll take the job. And I haven't done anything else since.
Yeah, I'm retiring.
So what? Yeah, right. I'm quitting. I'm going into my degree field. And then, no, wait a minute. I think I'll just put that aside for, I don't know, the rest of my life and sit and be a jerk. But mornings is different. I mean, we've been sitting here for the last 18 minutes doing what we do, making fun of Red Eye Radio. And to me, that's 1 million times different than saying, Scorpions, here's BTO. I can live with this. So I don't know, man. I don't know how the hell radio people do it. I really don't. All that work, all that getting agitated. All right, in the next segment, something bad happened to the cops in Grand Rapids, and boy, it's kind of weird how this all unfolded. It started out just a simple investigation of an assault, and in the past 24 hours, it's turned really bad. But I think it ended up working out. And we have Dear Meathead coming up tomorrow with my dad. I need you to be able to send an email to us. All emails into the show are brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Send them along if you have a question for my dad about Red Eye Radio, about home improvement.
How much you want to bet your dad's never heard of Red Eye Radio?
He hasn't. There's no way. He doesn't even listen to the radio. And, you know, if you want to ask him a question about marriage, raising your kids, money, all those things, you've heard us talk to my dad now for 5 weeks. This will be week number six of Dear Meathead. And he will fill you in on whatever is in his brain, his opinion, try to set you straight. We will address tomorrow his situation with the four boys and the group sex thing. That was the most unbelievable revelation that I've ever experienced on the radio. And I need further information. We just bailed after he dropped that on us last week.
Oh, well, this God. Is the high point. Let's get out of here.
What the hell? Ugh. Exit stage left. And, yeah, also, tell you about the Lions Ultimate Fan Getaway with our friends at Pepino's. We are in high gear now. Boy, we are cooking with gas. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. And if anybody asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show and Red Eye Radio on 1340 AM WJRW and 107.3 WBBL.
Okay, that's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. You can get the full show and a whole lot more on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. You know, because let's say you listen to the free podcast and then, like, what the hell else are you going to listen to? Bill Burr? My God. Or Joe Rogan, another six-hour show talking about right-wing bullshit? Fuck that. I put new shows out every single day. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Okay, enjoy the day. Bye-bye.